her toward me. It's okay, it is what it is. I'm going to make the most of it. When life gives you lemons. It squeezes the acid right in your fucking eyes. I push to my feet. A peek over my shoulder reveals a shock of wavy, platinum hair draped over the woman's face as she rifles through an oversized bag, her phone pressed to her ear. My brows scrunch low as she laughs at whatever the person on the other end of the line has said. I shake my head as I turn away and heave my bag onto my shoulder, deciding she's altogether too happy. It's not normal. For some reason, her cheerfulness sours my mood even further. So with my heavy footfalls echoing on the polished concrete floors, I head toward the booking agent's desk to see if there's a way I can get the hell out of here. Waiting in line doesn't ease my annoyance. As it turns out, I'm not the only one in a foul mood. An angry middle-aged man ahead of me has gone from agitated to a full-blown meltdown. He points his index finger at the frazzled customer service representative, demanding she fix this, as if she personally created the snowstorm. He's mad about his bags. He's mad about the lack of available accommodations. He's mad about the new early flight time. I'm mad too, but I'm not punching down over it. And the longer I watch, the more I'm just mad about what a royal asshole this guy is. The girl's cheeks darken, and her bottom lip wobbles. When her eyes fill as she shrinks back from his tirade, I've had it. My man, I project my deep voice toward the desk. Shit happens. No need to speak to her that way. Heads swivel in my direction, including the one belonging to the red-faced man.
Excuse me?
His jowls vibrate with fury, his lip beneath his thick mustache curling as his eyes home in on me. I get the sense that he's not accustomed to people telling him off. I shrug. Looking nonchalant is the ultimate affront to someone who wields their power in such a belittling way. Take a walk, I say, in a low rumble. It is what it is.
It is what it is!
His eyes bug out, his pie face turning an even deeper shade of red. I can't believe I just used that woman's line on this guy, but I'm getting a kick out of confronting him, so I borrow another sentiment from Miss Happy. Yeah, it's like when life gives you lemons, don't be an asshole to the service staff, or something like that. The man stares at me, and I stare back. His gaze sweeps over my favorite plaid flannel shirt and down my black jeans and leather boots. I'm bigger than him, and while it's been a few years since I threw a punch, I'm not above it. I may be pushing 40, but I'm in great shape, and it might feel good to release this tension. His beady eyes skitter across the hushed crowd, as though assessing how embarrassed he should be. The answer is very embarrassed. He must realize I'm not an easy target, because he turns back to the woman behind the desk, who looks suitably shocked, and swipes his paper ticket off the counter, before storming away as fast as his furious little legs will carry him. Watching him waddle away in a huff makes my lips twitch. And here I thought nothing could make me smile tonight. Though her shy thank you pulls on my heartstrings a bit, my polite exchange with the agent behind the desk doesn't make anything any better. The closest hotels have no availability because of other cancellations, and our flight has been rescheduled for a 6 a.m. departure. It's currently 11:08, which means by the time I get through the hellish traffic in and around the city to a place with a vacancy, I might as well turn right back around, since I'll need to clear security all over again. The only reasonable solution is to sleep on a bench in the terminal. Everything about tonight sucks, but I swallow my frustration like a real man, and thank her for her help before leaving to find a place to hunker down for the night. Tired legs carry me through the airport as I scan for a spot where I can go horizontal for a few hours. Years of battling active forest fires have left me with the uncanny ability to doze off almost anywhere and function with little sleep. Wildfires don't care about your bedtime and often like to do their worst after dark, so I'm no stranger to catching some shut-eye in uncomfortable places. Except, I'm not the only person who seems to have resigned themselves to sleeping at the airport tonight. I stand in place, hands on my hips, searching for even a free corner, but the place is like a fucking hostel, people and bags splayed all over the place. The only place my eyes land on that has a free spot is the bar. One lone table for two at the edge of the seating area, tucked right next to the walkway that leads to the bathroom. It's not glamorous, but it's something. And a drink sounds pretty